may I do so? And that is certainly something that is suggested by the Gemara in the beginning of the sixth parak of Brachos, where these halachas are discussed. The parak known as Ketzer Mevarchim. So the Gemara offers the following: Tana Rabbanan Asher Lo LaAdam Sheyenem In Olam Hazeh Lo Bracha. Says Daf Lamed Hey In Brachos. It's prohibited for a person to benefit from this world without some sort of bracha to precede it. Where do we know that from? So one pasuk that gives us that impression is Lashem Ha'aretz Umaloa. Everything in the universe, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created and therefore belongs to Him. So I have to ask nicely, so to speak, before I enjoy it myself, and that's the purpose of the bracha. That is certainly true, and we should not diminish the significance of that statement whatsoever. However, if you look at the Gemara, there's more to it, which makes you wonder if we've really gotten the whole picture. For example, the Gemara says over here that Amar Rava. Why is it so important? Because another Maimon Chazal, Chol Nenem in Olam Hazeh Belo Bracha, someone who does partake of this world, does derive benefit from Olam Hazeh, without making a bracha, Ma'al. He's in a violation of the prohibition of Me'ilah. Rava says it more explicitly. Me'ilah, what's Me'ilah? Me'ilah is when you take something which is consecrated, something that is dedicated for use in the Beis HaMikdash. Could be a korban, could be other property that is reserved for use in the temple, and you use it for your own personal benefit. That's the prohibition of me'ilah. So when I eat an apple and I don't make a bracha, that's me'ilah. Okay, so if I do make a bracha, so what did it change? The food is still, as it were, the designated for a certain purpose. If you want to take something that belongs to the Beis HaMikdash and remove it from that domain, what do you need to do? You need to redeem it. Sometimes you can't ever remove it from it. So what have we accomplished? If I make a bracha, so how does it take the status away from this item that was Hashem's property, if anything else that's Hashem's property, so to speak, things that are consecrated for the Beis HaMikdash, using it is desecrating it. There's no formula, abracadabra, wave your magic wand, and suddenly that which belongs to the Beis HaMikdash is no longer designated to that same purpose. Why does it work with the bracha? So he says something fascinating. Bava Sharev, if you look in this week's parsha, so we're introduced at the beginning of the parsha to the Kohanim. All the rules of the Kohanim, who they're allowed to become Tameh, or not, if they're involved in a funeral, involved in burial. Then we move on to other halachas pertaining to the Kohanim, and we learn about the Truma. Now, Truma is also consecrated in a certain way, devoted for the use of the Kohen and no one else. It says explicitly, Kol Zar Lo Yochal Kodesh, a regular guy, myself, if I would eat Truma, that carries a penalty of death, Misa Min HaShemayim. But surprisingly, then the pasuk tells us, the Kohen ki yikne nefesh kinin kaspo hu yochabo. If a Kohen acquires a slave, an Ebekanani, someone who doesn't even have full-fledged status as a Jew, he can feed him truma. So I'm feeling a little discriminated against right now. But where exactly does the, do I lie in the class system? You know what else? The Kohen can feed truma to his animals. Now I'm really feeling like I'm being left out in the cold, but he can feed it to his animals. On TV, what do you feed to the animals? The food that the kid doesn't want to eat, right? He's under the table, he gives it to the dog. Here, we're giving him the truma. Now, I can't eat the truma. That's astounding. What are we trying to say here? The pshat is, Kohen ki yikne nefesh kinin kaspo. You have this Eved. True, he's not fully a Jew, but he is in service to the Kohen. His life is now devoted to the same goals, aspirations, and whatever tasks or purposes the Kohen himself has on his own. So by being a part of the team, by joining the lineup, the roster, in the household of the Kohen, even an Eved, even the animal, forgive me, is elevated to the status to be able to partake of the Truma, to be able to eat from that food which is otherwise consecrated, has a holy designation, and can't be used by anyone else for any other purpose. When you make a bracha, the parallel is as follows. We usually think, with the kindergarten version, that you make a bracha and you're taking that holy apple and bringing it down to this earth. No. When you make a bracha, you're elevating yourself and putting yourself up there on the pedestal as a member of a Kaddish Baruch Hu's team. I can't eat the truma, but someone who's part of the Kohen's household, even the Eved, is elevated up to be a part of whatever the Kohen is involved in, and therefore for him to eat the truma is not in any way a desecration of that which is holy. When I eat the apple and I make the bracha first, you know why it's not me'ilah? Not because I brought it out of Kedusha, but because I brought myself in. Because my bracha, shakom le'abidvaru, glory to your eights, that's like a pledge of allegiance of whose team I'm on, and that's what gives me the right to even partake of that which is holy. I'm not desecrating it, I'm consecrating myself to put me up there. That's what the Lubavitcher Rebbe said. If you think about this, it's a whole different bracha. You make 100 brachas like this every single day, one after another, pledge of allegiance to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you will see yourself as wearing that badge wherever you go in a transformative way. Just want to add, before Rabbi Chanan ben Akasha Omer,